Hello and welcome to the Nicola Paul Approach. This podcast provides a mixture of interviews with guest experts on wellbeing, also some solo episodes from me. I started this podcast in March when Rona entered all of our lives in a hope that I could interact with other people. Since then, the podcast has become a way for holistic perspectives to offer alternative approaches to topics such as mental health, personal development and spirituality, just to name a few, of course. So please join me in this season for 10 episodes of wholesome discovery. I really hope you enjoy listening to them as much as I've enjoyed creating them. Here's a sneak peek of what's to be expected in season one and the Nicola Paul approach. In episode one, I talk to the amazing Chloe Slade, in my eyes, money mindset guru. You know, what is it that makes you want to do the work you do?
Yeah, definitely. It's a really good question. A few years ago, it's really funny, I was working in a friend's coffee shop and a lady came up to me and she was like, I can't remember, I think she was a fortune teller or she'd read part like energies essentially. And she goes, oh, can I read your energy? You don't have to pay for it. I really feel like you need to hear this message. And I was like, yeah, sure. Like, I was kind of at that point, I'd never heard anything like this really. It was all very new to me. And she said that I used to be a healer in my past life. So at the time I was very much like, okay, thanks. but it didn't really take much note as it were. But it all, that interaction really stuck in my mind because that's what I kind of try and do now, through the words that I talk and the things that I say and the things that I do. It all came from like a place of just finding out about my.
Episode 2, my soul sister, Isabel. Could you explain to us how you have learnt to cope with your life experiences?
Sure. I'd say the hard way a lot of the time. But I think, yeah, I guess I am someone, and I always remember my mum saying this to me, that you're just someone who has to learn the hard way, which you don't have to at all. I think if you are self-aware enough and aware of what is good and what isn't good for you, then you will be able to know these things without having to go through necessarily anything tough.
Episode 3, the inspiring Kaylin, the mind guru. So tell us, what is it that you do, you know, to help and practice if you do have an episode?
In the beginning, I had no idea how to manage anxiety. And then the therapist I saw, the clinical psychologist, recommended mindfulness techniques.
Episode 4, the courageous Adam, founder of Plight Club. You have got to where you are today. So tell us a little bit about your journey, Adam, today.
When I was about 14, not realizing what it was at the time. The last one was in January 2019, and it was like a 3-week bout, and I didn't sleep. I basically slept probably 2 hours a night. I was lost a stone in weight and I turned gray. It's just a very uncomfortable time. And so.
Episode 5. The gorgeous Shah, founder of Millennial Me. What drove you to become the person you are today, Shah?
So for me, my background is that sort of growing up, it was kind of difficult. You know, we struggled financially. There was me, my mum and my brother. My dad was around, but they were separated. And yeah, there was just a lot of little things that happened as I was growing up that kind of gave me really bad victim mentality.
So many more inspiring episodes to come on season one. Just keep an eye out for the future date, which will be published very soon at my website at www.nicolapaulacademy.com and also on Instagram and Facebook, Nicola Paul Academy, where I will be announcing the dates to release very soon. But look forward to Monday mornings on your podcast channel. Love and light.